Of course, in those days, if you saw 50 people, God, where did all the people come from?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't ever remember big crowds when I was a child.
No, I never saw big crowds. Even the exhibition.
The biggest crowd.
They wouldn't have 100,000 people in the whole 2 weeks or whatever it was.
The biggest crowd I would ever see would be down at the Union Steamship Dock. People going to Bowen Island.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet I imagine that was quite different in Vancouver, where there were large groups of unemployed often marching.
You'd see bigger crowds on a freight train coming out of town than you did anywhere else. And every boxcar would be just covered with guys sitting there.
This bike with fellas hanging on.
Yeah.
And you used to see that?
Oh yes. Both railroads.
I never saw any of that.
Just got used to it?
Yeah.
We'd only see them maybe once a week or something if we were down near the tracks, but this was going on every day, every train that went out.
And I never saw them. I never knew anything about the riots until they were over. My parents thought I should be sheltered from all those unpleasant things, and they didn't even tell me about things like that.
Well, in 1938, you graduated from high school.
Yes.
Was there any feeling amongst the graduating class in those years about their future prospects?
Oh, everybody had a future prospect. Everybody had somewhere to go. I was lucky I was able to go to university. There weren't very, I don't think anyone else from that particular class went except me. My best friend went to business school. A lot of girls went to nursing.
I guess things had picked up a bit by then.
They were starting to pick up. And of course the war started the next year, and all the boys who were in the class were in the Army or Navy or whatever. A lot of those boys were killed.
Yeah. The war must have made a difference in a lot of different ways.
Oh, sure, a tremendous difference. It was like a different world then.
So how did people react when the war was announced?
I think we were coming home from the hot fields, weren't we? When they sunk the Athenia, or Caldus Lake.
We were at Caldus Lake when they declared war.
Yeah, that's right, too. We were at a dance.
Disbelief, I think, was the first reaction.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it.
That was Labor Day weekend.
I think so.
I remember after I first accepted the fact that there was a war, was that going to affect the fact that I could go to university or not?
But then nothing much happened for the first year, did it?
No.
After it was declared, it wasn't much.
Yeah. I know the first thing that I ran up against was I had a job lined up with the PGE, the yardmaster, and they wouldn't let me go. So they froze everything.
What, they weren't starting any new jobs?
No, they wouldn't let you move for the duration of the war.
If you were in what they considered an essential industry.
Essential industry.
You were froze in it.
And I was in an essential industry, so when I went down to, I wanted to join the Air Force. There's no way they're going to join the Air Force, because I'd already buggered up this arm and I had broken my foot at the same time. So then I went, well, and they said, well, why don't you go and join the Army? And I said, no, I'm doing it. I'm not going to join the Army. So I went to the Navy. No way I could get into the Ready Navies or the hell with it.
You were still with the BC Electric?
Yeah, I was still with the BC Electric.
Why was that essential?
Because we were handling transportation and we were handling freight.
Munitions.
Like I was working freight practically all the time. Yes. Boy, did we work.
When did people realize the Depression was over?
I think when the war started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
money just flowed in every direction.
Lots of money, lots of work, wherever you wanted.
There wasn't anything to buy, but there was plenty of money.
If it hadn't been for the war, there'd still be a Depression, I think.
It must have been funny after 10 years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it just opens up.
Stuff to buy but no money to buy it, and then after a while of years.
Jobs went begging. Nobody
had to
take them.
Do you think that made people glad that there was a war?
I think it did, the ones that stayed home and didn't lose anybody in them fighting or anything. Of course, pretty nearly everybody would hit some way or other, personally.
During the Depression years, did people take much of an interest in politics at a federal level or a provincial level, do you think?
Well, still some of the old diehards, wasn't there?
Well, yeah, my father and uncle certainly did.
Yeah.
So did my mother.
Yeah.
What do people think of Gabby Bennett, Mackenzie King?
Well,
you ask a conservative.
Anybody in the service, I don't think, cared much for King.
And the conservatives always came in on a downward trend, didn't
yeah.
they? Things
yeah.
seemed to go bad, sour, as soon as they got in. Well, they weren't very popular.
But my father and uncle, it was the liberals, right or wrong, and they were never wrong.
Well, my parents were conservatives, right or wrong. And
they
I had to drive for an election one time, and remember? Oh, a kid that lived on Hastings Street. I went up to meet the...
Johnny Whittingham.
Yes, I went up to meet the Tunerville Trolley, and he got off. And I was supposed to be bringing down a conservative voter, but Johnny got off. So I brought Johnny down, and boy, it wasn't too good.
Went over like a lead balloon, then.
He was one for the other side.
We were talking before about people who managed to get jobs during the 30s because of the connections
mm-hmm.
they had. What were you saying
there? Well, my uncle was a staunch liberal, and he got a job. First of all, he was on relief, and he wanted to work, so he started to clear Confederation Park. And he cleared it by hand and with the help of other people on relief. And he built bird cages and got some, you know, interesting birds, not just ordinary birds, and looked after them. And eventually they gave him a job and called him park superintendent. And then when things got better, they made him a road foreman. I think that's what he was, isn't it, Jimmy? Was he
yeah,
the road
yeah,
foreman?
Yeah, road foreman. Yeah. District foreman.
But if he hadn't been a liberal supporter, he wouldn't have got the job, I'm sure. Someone else would have.
Of course, that's the way things were done.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fairly well accepted.
Oh, sure. Yes. The political party in power appointed people to jobs.
Yeah.
Particularly in Burnaby when it was being run by the Liberal government.
Right.
Yeah.
Then when the Conservatives got in, they kicked them all out and hired
their Conservatives. That's the way she went.
That was the only way that politics were brought home to you, actually. Because government-wise, they weren't any different.
Yeah.
They still are.
Employment agency.
Yeah. It's whatever way the global politics go, that's the way this country goes.
Maybe we should just finish by asking each of you what impact the Depression had on you personally or as a family.
What impact now? Just what do you mean now?
Did it change your life? Did it affect
you? Well, it makes you scared to spend the dollar, really,
right.
doesn't it?
Yeah.
It makes you,
right.
you think half a dozen times before you spend something.
You always
something.
Got the old feeling of putting something away for a rainy day in case another hard times hit. So
you can't just blow it all.
That was really drilled into you, and that's the way it's always been, I think.
You
want Still to
pay
is.
For what you get, and...
Right.
Well.
Even to go downtown for dinner and spend... $15 or $20. You'd have
it hurts.
Think
it hurts.
A long time
yeah,
before you
nice.
Do it. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Young people today, that's nothing for them.
No.
Yeah. But we quiet.
When we first had to get a mortgage for $8,500, we thought we were in debt over our heads and would never get up.
Yeah.
Now look at the mortgages that young
yeah.
people are assuming.
Yeah, and that's the part of the scene. But in those days,
it's an accepted fact now. If you want
yeah.
a house, you have to
yeah.
take on a huge debt.
Mm-hmm.
Like
at 11.5%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it was 7.5.
We thought that was terrible.
Yeah.
Did you say, Mr. Wright, that you put off getting... No, Mr. and that you put up getting married because of the depression?
Yes, I guess I did. Yeah.
It's hard to pin down.
Who, you or Jim?
Well, I managed to save up, well, yes, I guess it was during the depression and all that, I managed to save up about $1,500 and built a place. You could build a place them days for that.
Yeah, especially when you had 25 guys down there on Saturday and Sunday.
Sure.
That house went up so damn fast.
Where did you go?
Right down at Government and Pfeiffer.
Right, yeah. Your
right, my dad gave each of us kids an acre of land. And so we're all together there.
I know I worked on about at least 8 houses before I had to think about getting one.
And then by that time, all your friends were
married
and
didn't have time
family.
To come
yeah,
out.
They all had kids to look after. And I was the last one of the bunch.
School learner.
Still doing it. How come?
Is there anything I haven't asked you about, either the depression or early Burnaby, that you think we should hear about?
Hmm.
I don't know. That's something we'll think of after you've gone.
Yeah, after you've gone, we'll think of something.
Thank you.